Everybody is here, coming. This week's parasha, Parashas Noso, a lot of the parasha is made up with the Nesiim bringing their korbanos as part of the consecration of the Mishkan. And the Torah obviously quotes many, many psukim going through each Nasi and their korban, and it seems very redundant. And what was the point of saying, going, I guess we call it longhand, in describing the korbanos that were brought by the Nesiim? So Rashi tells us in Perek Dalet Pasuk Gimel, Amar Rabbi Nosson, Maro HaNesiim Nisnadim Kan B'Tchilo. Why did the Nesiim decide to bring their korbanos first before anything else in the Mishkan? But when they came to building the actual Mishkan, they didn't come first. What did they say about the building of the Mishkan? They said, okay, very smart business tactic, very smart strategy. Let everybody else, the rest of the Bnei Yisrael, bring what's needed for the building of the Mishkan. And whatever is needed, whatever is left, so we will go ahead and fill in the blanks, which is a very logical approach. But a good thing, in one sense, the Jews were so benevolent and so giving that they took over, they gave everything. Nothing else was needed anymore. We see and we know that in Parshas Vayakhel, there's a yud left out of the word Nesiim to show that there was a mess up here. That in life, in many things in life, it's good to, see the big picture and say, what everybody else, brings, that's great, but whatever's left over, we'll fill in the blanks. And that's a very good approach in life. But when it comes to Avodas Hashem, that's not the approach. The approach has to be assertive, to be aggressive, to be, full throttle, pedal to the metal. And so, of course, the Nesiim learned their mistake. So I think one of the big messages of this week's parasha, you see the Nesiim, the Torah goes out of its way to list every single korban, which is exactly the same as the next one, Why? To show us that they learned from their mistakes. They can you imagine? They I don't want to say the laughing stock, but they looked bad. Here they are, they're building the Mishkan, the place, the Shechanti B'Socham, the Shechina is going to reside in the Mishkan. This is it. This is like the first time they actually put their Avodah Hashem into practice. And they blew it. They did not donate first, and they were taken to task for it. But you know what? The next time around, when they actually came to HaKomos Mishkan, they said, that's it, we're going first. What a beautiful lesson in life, that a person can make a mistake in his Avodas Hashem. It's okay. But you have to get up again and fix that mistake. Sheva Yipol Tzadik Kom. The Nesiim, the great Nesiim, unbelievable. And the Ramban also asks, why are we going through all the Psukim? And the Medrash also says that each Nasi had a different Kavanah. All of us, we come to Seder, we daven, we do Chesed, we do Chavero, but each one of us has a different angle on life. That's how it is. Avodas Hashem, there's no one, of course, obviously, as we see from the Nesiim, everybody brought, in the end of the day, they all brought the same thing. When it comes to the outline and the format of serving Kodesh Baruch Hu, there's not much room to say, oh, this is how I want to serve, this is how I want to serve, in terms of the actual, black and white, the rules themselves. But in terms of how you get yourself into it, and how you, work within your own psyche, and serving the Kodesh Baruch Hu, that, of course, is going to be, individualized. And there's no, what gets one person motivated is perhaps not going to motivate him. And that's in terms of the Kavanah Shavo. Obviously, the end goal is Shulchan Aruch, Dal Chalki Shulchan Aruch, and of course Torah Avodah and Gemilus Chasadim, of course. But a person has to know that each person on his own, just because he's going, let's say, slower or faster or different or this, that, it's okay. And that's what we see from the Nesiim. They all, in the end of the day, they all brought the same korbanos. But their korbanos were different. That's why the Torah goes out of its way, that's why the Ramban explains, the Torah goes out of its way to repeat the same exact korban. But Lamaisa, their intentions and their kavanos were all different, because everybody's kavanah could be different. Everybody's way of motivating themselves could be different. That's not a problem. That's actually a maila, because everybody works differently. But in the end of the day, everybody has to be within the format of Torah and Halacha. So you see two huge things from Avodas Hashem from the Parsha Minasim. Number one, that even though they made a mistake in donating to the Mishkan, it didn't make a difference. When it came time, they said, we have a second chance. There's always a second chance. In Judaism, we always have second chances. There's something called tshuva. It's not a problem. Guy messes up, it's not a problem. It's tomorrow, there's the next day. Oh, somebody told me a word this week. What was he telling me? Oh, he was telling me an unbelievable thing. I forgot exactly what the context was. But something about the Sota. And he said, I think he said, something along the lines like, I think the only parsha written, Hashem Hashem, and obviously Sota is the sixth parsha, is the Sota because to remind us that we're human. Like, people make mistakes. Something, I forgot exactly what the halacha was. It's only a Sota is done by the base of Mikdash to remind us that we're human, that people make mistakes. And we're not malachim. But that's our greatest, you know, weakness is our greatest strength. On the one hand, it's a weakness because it can make, you know, lead us to do yush. On the other hand, we say, oh, no, we can overcome it. We can fix things. And that's what the Nesim did. They made a mistake by not donating first to the Mishkan. No problem. When it came to the dedication of the Mishkan, they came first. And the other Nekuda of the Hashem is that as long as we have the same end goal, we can get there in different ways. That's what the Nesim did. Each and every one of them had different kavanas. That's two yisodos in Avodas Hashem. Last night I was reading a beautiful piece about Birchas Kohanim, and I saw some unbelievable makoros that I have to share with you. Now, some of you only have a few more weeks here in Eretz Yisrael to enjoy Birchas Kohanim on a daily basis, and others perhaps more. You know, some would say that this is a reason to make Aliyah. But Birchas Kohanim is huge. Let me just read to you a few marakomas. It happens to be Derech Agav. I'm not telling you should do this Kavua. But it's brought down. It's a Dover Yadua. That, you know, Aaron Leib Steinman Zatzal, and Chaim Pinchas Steinberg Zatzal, both were, whenever they visited America, they would make it their business to find an Edot HaMizrach Minyan to get Birchas Kohanim. I'm not saying anybody over here should, if you're in a town and there's, an Edot to Mizrach Minyan, you should go there every day. I'm not saying that. You should ask your Rebbe. I'm not sure. But these Gedolim had such a custom that when they would go to America, they would go to a Edot to Mizrach Minyan in order to get Birchas Kohanim. Listen to this Yerushalmi and Sota. Omar Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Mishum Rabbi Yeshua. Ein yom she'ebo kola. There's no day, there's no curse. Dechsev v'kel zo'am b'chol yom. This zam, the fury, happens every day. Omim v'atos zam. What negates this wrath, this fury? Shalayachar v'sa'olim, doesn't destroy the world. Amar Rabbi Abin, Rishim Racha, Birchas Kohanim v'ateles. Unbelievable. Right, what takes about 45 seconds on a daily basis. And you sit there, most of us probably space out. That, right, not just, obviously Torah is Magdi Matzah, Torah protects us. What is Mevatel, the Rishami? What is Mevatel, the daily punishment, daily fury? Unbelievable. Listen to this. The cost of the Savior Chesed La'alofim. Segulas Birchas Konim La'hasik Hatzlocha La'osher. It's wealth. The Kavod Honor. V'chaim Tovim Good Life. Baruchim. Ulvato Kol Ro'azam V'tzermen Odom Ayide Birchas Konim Be'ez Birchasim B'kol Yom. The most powerful bracha that a person can get is Birchas Konim. Now the truth is, obviously, and you say, oh, that coin, I know that coin. Of course, it has to do with the coin, but the coin is essentially the messenger of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. It's essentially a bracha, right? As the Pasuk tells us, Kosu Baruch Hu is, right? What's the lesson of the Pasuk? Kosu Baruch Hu Bnei Yisrael. Ah. One second. Oh, but so much Shmi, Bnei Yisrael, Bnei Yavarachim. This bracha is, the coin, they're the messengers. It's a straight bracha from our Kodesh Baruch Hu. Listen to these words. V'chein osa ha-shlo ha-kodos, ha-shlo, sh'el ha-chos ha-bris. Sh'ay ha-levi, he was a levi. U'b'sha'as b'ruchos konim ha-yem e'chavein la-hamshich ha-brochos al-mishpato sh'ayu b'chutz la-aretz. Can you imagine? He was receiving the brachas, and what did he have in mind? I'm accepting that this is what you guys can do for at least the next few weeks, hopefully next year. Say, I'm grabbing those brachas that are being given to me, and I'm spreading them and having in mind that they're going and casting them to my family in chutz la-aretz. Kfi shehid al atzma b'sefer. This is what the Shul writes in the sefer. L'chein, misha pogo b'ozam v'hanego v'chas v'shom l'ra v'chivet z'richam lo akvan v'frat l'hamshach alav v'brochos. The person wants to make sure that he feels like he's in a bad matzah of some sort of gezerah. Right, what you do? Laham shechol abrachos az yaset eisur shekos b'sefer zeh. We look at mishas bavli yushami and midrash chazal yisbarach b'chol mishas libo l'tova amen. He says a person who feels like he needs a huge bracha, he should have kavara when he's listening to brachos kohanim, and he should try to give it out to other people. Unbelievable. And just to tell you one story, actually a few nuggets. Rav David Cohen Shlita, the Rosh Hashiva across the way in Chevron. He was very close to Rav Steinman, Zatzal, and Rav Steinman told him, he looked at the people waiting for his brachas, he said, listen to these words, Tamu li me'od. It's a great wonder to me. Liros, kol kach harbe anashim ha-malein b'sevel tzaros v'zikrim l'yishua, ha-rotim v'chol eis, l'chapes l'vakish bracha. Brachas, people are waiting at my door, they come from all over the world, and they line up to get my bracha. U'itim rambos, av nodim l'chavim b'shvil kach. Right? And they don't even know for sure that the Yeshua will come from the person giving them the bracha. And they said, but close to their house, close to their house, of course, he's referring to people who live in Eretz Yisrael, or if you go to Edot HaMizrach Minyan, a greater bracha that's guaranteed. The bracha of Yerushalayim. We have to try to listen to the bracha, try to have kavana for the bracha, and know how much it does for us. And he also, in the Sefer, brings down a story. I mean, I don't know exactly when the Sefer was written. Let's see when the story. A bunch of years ago. Don't see it here. But it says here, the guy got a very scary letter that he was being, he apparently co-signed on a loan of some sort for like $1 million shekels, which means, and he was going to be taken to court, and they were going to sue him, and he never in his life owned $1 million shekels. And he didn't know what to do. So he went to Chaim Kanievsky, and Chaim Kanievsky told him, he's listening to this. He said to him, two words. He said, what should I do? He said, Birchus Kohanim. So, that was the story was written 12 years before this was written, and he said for 12 years he runs around, he gives the extra birchas kohanim, and for 12 years that whatever that letter said that they were going to sue him, they were going to go after him for $1 million shekels, no matter what, the court date never happened, the guy didn't show up, nothing has happened to this guy, all from birchas kohanim, and that was Rav Chaim Kanievsky's etza about birchas kohanim, but just something to keep in mind. And obviously Yontif, I did, right? Why don't Ashkenazim do Birchas Kohanim in Chutz Aretz all year round? Because you have to be on a high level of Simcha, and in Chutz Aretz people are busy, generally speaking. Again, not that they're not busy in Eretz Yisrael, but they're more busy, and therefore perhaps they're not on the level of Simcha to give over the Bracha. But just to, it gives you an idea of where the Bracha is coming from. The Bracha is coming from Simcha, and it's coming straight from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it's, as Rav Steinman said, it's a guaranteed Bracha. So certainly, it's in our best interest, you know, for the time that we have here in Eretz Yisrael, to take advantage of listening to the bracha, grabbing the bracha, and trying to spread it around to everybody. And of course, the bracha should continue to bless all of us and all of Klal Yisrael with shalom v'shalva, and of course, the Gula Shem Hevermenu. Have a great Shabbos.